Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kurt Roberts. Batting second. The third baseman, Gare Alley. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jack Shepard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Cole. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dick Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Dick Littlefield. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alley moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cole fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cole. Talbot moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cole misplays the ball. That's an error on Cole. Talbot moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Talbot tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shepard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Shepard reaches second base with a double. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor juggles the ball. That's an error on Minor. Shepard moves to third. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shepherd tags and scores. One out. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cole scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner strikes out. Shepherd drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Minner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alley takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Alley moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alley scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Jack Shepherd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepherd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Shepherd hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shepard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alley is called out on strikes. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cole fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 0 for 1 in the game. Minner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jack Shepard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shepard hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker catches it and throws to first to double up Shepard. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Talbot goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Pirates. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alley fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Littlefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a pop-up towards short. Cole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Paul Minner. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Shepherd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shepherd is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shepherd hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards second. Baker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. Shepherd moves to second. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cole can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Talbot moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Talbot scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 4-3, Pirates. Vern Law now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Jackson scores. Sauer scores. Banks moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi pinch hits for Steve Bilko. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Shepard and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Dick Hall. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell pinch hits for Vern Law. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell strikes out. One out. Kurt Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 4 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Gare Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.